answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There's a tendency to want to turn the page. I think you captured that perfectly. But never forget, Hamas is not going to lay down its weapons voluntarily. Hezbollah is not going to go away. The regime in Iran is hosting Al-Qaeda. They are going to continue their resistance movement, their Islamic extremism resistance movement. And whether it's the leadership in Syria or the leadership in Australia, every single leader has to do the hard work. It's important to keep America safe, and it's important to prevent these kind of attacks from continuing to proliferate as any Zionism continues to be on the march in too many places around the world.
Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State and the CIA under Trump, making it very clear we cannot continue to let these ISIS terrorists and others affiliated with them carry out terror around our world. And it begins with leaders of these countries taking a firm stand. And this news just today, Australia's left-wing government finally admitting that the terrorist attack on Bondi Beach the other day was likely motivated by radical Islam. You think they finally reached that conclusion? They had refused to comment on a motive ever since Sunday, and now suddenly, they were attacking a Hanukkah celebration. We think it was radical Islam. You get that kind of leadership. You have no leadership. Or you have those who are opening the door for terrorists to come into your nation. And in particular, attacking Jews. But anyone that they don't like. We're going to break it down for you. Thank you for joining us. Here we are, December 16, 2023. Welcome to the first hour of Larry Connors USA. And with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave the next 2 hours with more information than you have right now. And I remind you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? Well, you go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything later goes up as a podcast, both the audio and video. Available at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, so you won't miss anything. And I want to take a moment to remind you that we're nearing the closing date of collecting food for Feed My People. We've been working with the St. Louis County Republicans, trying to get as much food as we can out to those in need. The shutoff date is Sunday, December 21. So there are barrels for you to deposit non-perishable items at all the Chris's Pancake locations, Michael's Flooring, and Bartolino's, and just outside our studio, and STL Windows also contributing, saying we've got a spot here. Wherever you see those barrels, please help fill them up and make a great Christmas for someone who is not as fortunate, and there are many like that. In our next hour, Gavin Newsom is suddenly worried. I don't know if I can say this with a straight face. Gavin Newsom is worried about election integrity, which means if I don't win, the election was stolen. That's exactly what it means. And this lefty wants to be worried about election integrity when he has filled his election rolls with not just dead people, but illegals on a constant basis, letting them vote. And now we need more election integrity. Thank you, Gavin. And then we have the New York City mayor ready to come in and how he plans to not deal with ICE, telling his police officers, do not help ICE. Now, what do you think is going to happen in New York City when he steps in? I feel for those in New York that are having to live under this terror of rain that's about to start. Later this hour, you might pass trucks on the highway or they pass you. And some of them, I'm going to give you the name of a company later, they might be heavily populated by illegal drivers, illegals coming in, getting a driving permit, and they might be carrying cargo, illegal cargo, not just drugs, but possible devices to make bombs. I'll give you more detail on that later this hour. And our story behind the story today. Imagine you're a TV salesman and you have your own little shop and you've got a color TV to sell, but there are no real color TV programs on the air. How are you going to sell that TV? There is one guy that tried a unique opportunity and he made it pay off. But that's part of the story behind the story. Still to come. All right. We look at Senator Fetterman. He's in the Democrat camp, and he acknowledges even his own party is way out of step when it comes to dealing with anti-Jew hate.
Of course, we should all universally condemn all of these things. I mean, just imagine two people, you know, organized to try to kill as many Jews as possible. And thankfully, that was that stopped. But I mean, almost 30 people wounded, you know, 12, I'm reading 12 people killed. I mean, just for celebrate a holiday right now. I mean, it's astonishing. And now, like, you witnessed that in Australia for years, these massive kinds of anti-Israel protests against again and again and again in those kinds of places. It's like, you know, those things kind of penetrate. And now, so that's where we're at. I mean, how can't we just defend, you know, a lot of these views and not just call it what it is? Anti-Semitism is a worldwide scourge, and it's constantly demonstrated to be deadly, and it keeps manifest itself in these things, just like what's happened now in Australia, too.
But Senator Fetterman knows members of his own party are complicit. And if they're being silent about this, they're complicit. Make no mistake about it. If you're not going to speak out against Jew hatred and these attacks upon Jews here during the Hanukkah season, you are part of the issue. I'm looking at a piece from the senior figure of the Sydney Bondi Beach. He's a senior figure with the Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council. He said, we warned them, he's talking about his government, we warned them that the snowball effect was going to happen. It was only a matter of time before someone got killed. This guy lives just a 10-minute walk from Bondi Beach. He said the attack was not an isolated act of violence, but the culmination of years escalating anti-Semitism that the Australian authorities failed to put down. He said it started with hate speech, then graffiti, then public demonstrations, then firebombing synagogues, preschools, people's homes, people's cars, and now murder. Exactly. Maria Bartiromo was asking Senator Fetterman about, what are you doing about the people in your own party?
What about this strong pro-Palestinian movement within the Democrat Party? Why?
Yeah, again, look at the kind of language and look at the races, you know, for the Senate in 2026 cycle. You know, one of the signature issues is being anti-Israel and saying these incredibly anti-Israel kinds of views on Israel. And it's super, super critical. And now people that were just recently elected, like in New York as well, too, you know, that's call it what it is. And I can't imagine why that's becoming more and more part of my party's platform.
Is there something that you believe you can do to affect change in the Senate, sir?
Well, what I can do is I can control my voice and my vote, and that's been unapologetically pro-Israel. And now when you see horrible, horrible things like what happened in Australia yesterday and now tonight, I'm going to be the honored guest for the 3 years in a row for a Hanukkah celebration here in the Pittsburgh area. So I'm always, always proud to stand with Israel and the Jewish community. They constantly, increasingly now have targets in their backs just for being guilty of just being Jews. And it just, and I can't imagine what that must feel like. And I also can't imagine why so many parts of people in my party continue to back away or to kind of deflect and having a unified view on where we at now, whether it's like in Gaza or condemning these kinds of horrific acts of terrorism.
calling out his own party. Who would have thought when John Fetterman first surfaced, he would be the voice of reason inside the Democrat Party at this point? Back to the speaker for the Israeli-Australian Affairs Council, the Jewish Affairs Council. She points out there's been a number of situations that have led to the complete erosion of social cohesion here in Australia. Listen to this. Are you listening? Are you listening? A relaxed immigration policy. Thank you, Joe Biden, for giving us one. Letting in too many refugees from the wrong places. Thank you, Joe Biden. And she's talking about Australia. A rise of radical Islamism. Thank you, Joe Biden. A basically slick government that really hasn't assisted or supported the Jewish community or other communities. So this attack, while it was a targeted attack on the Jewish community, is actually a targeted attack across the whole of Australia. You could rewrite that and put the USA in there. That's exactly what we're going through. And of course, then we had two of our soldiers shot and killed in Syria the other day, President Trump.
I can tell you in Syria, there will be a lot of damage done to the people that did it. They got the person, the individual person, but there'll be big damage done.
What kind of action do you think President Trump will take?
Well, first of all, so our audience understands, President Trump defeated the ISIS regime in terms of being an organization that could attack out of Syria against U.S. interests, either at home or abroad. And that was 2019. And we left a force behind to work with the Syrian Kurds and the Syrian Arabs to make certain that the 5,000 to 7,000 remaining ISIS fighters did not reemerge. And that's what this mission has been about and continues to this day. The good news here, Stuart, is we have now a government that we can work with in al-Shara. And it was his security forces that got penetrated here, likely, we understand, by an ISIS member of that security force. That's yet to be determined, but that's what the suspicion is. We know where ISIS is in eastern Syria. And we would likely use airstrikes to go after them. And we also have a capability that we can insert on the ground. But the most likely thing, I think, in the near term would be those airstrikes. We have done that very successfully in the past, and I think we're going to see more of it.
Retired four-star General Jack King. So how many known terrorists are inside our nation waiting to be called to action? What numbers we do have are probably undercounting and yet still staggering.
...18,000 known or suspected terrorists entered the United States during the Biden administration.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Now, let's put that number into perspective. 18,000. That is roughly half of the Miami Marlins baseball stadium. It is roughly half of the capacity of Mikey Stadium at West Point. And that is roughly half of the Boston Red Sox Stadium. Imagine that, Fenway Park, halfway filled up. That is the number of known or suspected terrorists that entered our country during the Biden administration. That is nothing short of shocking. And the warning signs were there for President Biden every step of the way.
Every step of the way. But I want to take you back to March of 2024. FBI Director Wray, under Biden's watch, testifying to what's happening.
We are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. There is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about and that we've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our partners investigating.
And then several outlets, including our network here, reported that ISIS affiliates were at large in America.
In just the last few days, a group of Tajik nationals, who investigators tell us have ties to ISIS, were taken into custody. The eight men, all from Tajikistan. So how did they enter the United States in the first place is the question. Yeah. Sources telling Fox they crossed illegally at the southern border and were, quote, fully vetted.
Thank you,
listen
Joe.
To this. Nothing was flagged somehow.
Nothing flagged. Thank you, Joe Biden. Director of Homeland Security, Tulsi Gabbard. The director of national intel, Tulsi Gabbard, was asked about, did the Biden people just not care or just ignore?
Well, these are some of the things that we are uncovering as we look to answer that very same question ourselves, to get a very honest assessment of where we are as a country and what this domestic threat environment really looks like. And we're finding some very disturbing things on this specific issue about vetting. For example, among that 18,000 number of known or suspected terrorists that we know about who are in our country, my deepest concern is that there are so many more that we are not aware of yet. But of that 18,000 number, 2,000 we know were part of the a group of over 100,000 Afghan migrants who came here after President Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. 2,000 Afghan migrants who we know are known or suspected terrorists. We started digging deeper in our National Counterterrorism Center. We've had whistleblowers come forward who were working there at that time, who were conducting the kind of thorough vetting that the American people deserve and expect from our professionals. And they were told, hurry up, don't do the thorough vetting that you normally do, because we have to hurry up and get these people into the United States.
Why? Because they wanted them in the United States. So all pretense of vetting went out the window. And I told you during that time, when they kept insisting everybody's properly vetted, they're vetted in a third country before we ever bring him. I knew damn well they were not being properly vetted, and now the evidence is in front of us and ready to blow up in a street near you the way it's breaking down now. That is a total fail on the Biden administration to protect our country. He doesn't care. Probably not even aware of it. Coming up, there are a lot of trucks you see on the highway that are legal. But there are a lot of them being driven by illegals that got licenses they should not have. And one trucking company apparently is the tip of the iceberg of how bad this is. And it's not just the drivers. It's the cargo they are holding. We'll have more details coming up. And our story behind the story, trying to sell color TV when there are few color TV programs. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years, Ed Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing. You don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys, gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
At 4:19 a.m., when the upper Midwest was locked in a deep winter stillness and the wind carved thin spirals of snow across Highway 52, a Minnesota State Patrol unit pulled over a North Star hauling and freight semi-truck for what should have been an uneventful cold weather DOT check. The temperature was 14 degrees below freezing. The sky was black and heavy. Ice fog clung low over the shoulder, swallowing sound and light. Nothing about the scene suggested the beginning of a federal crisis until the troopers approached the cab. The driver, a Somali man in his early 30s, had worked for North Star nearly 4 years without a single suspension, citation, or complaint. His logbook was clean. His route was routine, yet his hands trembled on the wheel and his breath fogged unevenly inside the cab. When asked for paperwork, he avoided eye contact, not with the officers, but with the side mirror, as though the trailer behind him carried something alive.
And in fact, there was a lot more in that trailer than the manifest showed. That's a news report out of Minnesota talking about a bust of a truck driver crossing the roads at 4:19 in the morning, cold day. Who wants to get out and make a truck stop on a day like that? They're hoping nobody does. But thank goodness the Minnesota state troopers decided to do so. And they started looking at the driver. They started looking at the cargo. They were going to look into the trailer. And they did weight checks, and they realized there's 300 pounds extra here. That is odd. So then they began to dig deeper into it. And the report continues.
They opened the trailer. Frosted air billowed out. Boxes of appliances were stacked neatly, untouched. Nothing looked out of place until inspectors noticed a seam in the aluminum wall. Microscopic, sanded flat, painted to match the factory finish. The panel came off with unnatural ease. Behind it lay a hidden compartment engineered with mechanical precision, not found in commercial trailers. Inside were tightly wrapped bundles. 275 kilograms of cocaine, 40 kilograms of high purity heroin, and 18 kilograms of fentanyl sealed to withstand the brutal cold. Beneath them, in a lower chamber welded into the frame, investigators found something far darker. Packages of metallic powders, commercial-grade wiring, circuit components, and pre-cut casings used in improvised explosive devices. This was no longer a narcotics stop. It was a national security breach discovered by accident on a frozen highway.
Just the thing the driver and those who were using that truck did not expect to happen. The company truck registered to North Star, but there was a change in ownership with North Star a couple of years ago, and it appears some of those now controlling it are using this as a conduit to ship drugs and weapons across our nation, at least based on that report. And that's just one truck. That's just one. They continue to make additional stops, and before it was over, the FBI and ICE going after this convoy because they found other trucks behind it. 83 Somalia drivers arrested, $95 million in cash found, and heavy weapons, and the fentanyl. Just yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. He said, with this executive order I signed today, we are formally classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction, which is what it is. No bomb does what this is doing. 200,000 to 300,000 die every year that we know of. Yes, the Centers for Disease Control estimates 48,000 opioid overdose deaths, fentanyl deaths, in 2024. 76,000 in 2023. Trump is overseeing a 50% drop in fentanyl coming into the U.S., saving lives. But he also added, China is working very closely with us on bringing down the number and the amount of fentanyl being shipped. I would like to think so, but I'm not so sure. The New York Post pointed out that China is often shipping chemicals to Mexico where they can be synthesized into fentanyl before being smuggled into the U.S. Right below our border, they're manufacturing weapons of mass destruction. So as they got this truck stopped on this Minnesota highway on this cold night with blowing snow, chill-boning temperatures, the driver is getting a little nervous, which you could understand why. And suddenly everything becomes evident.
Within the first hour, he revealed what federal agencies would spend weeks confirming. Dozens of other North Star drivers, nearly all Somali men, were hauling similar shipments. Some carried narcotics. Some carried parts and materials that were never intended to remain in the United States. All of them were assigned to specific routes, specific dispatchers, and specific trailers modified with hidden hydraulic compartments. The name that appeared repeatedly in his account was the same one investigators were beginning to see on financial transfers: Midwest Trade Capital, the investment group that had purchased North Star Hauling 2 years earlier. A group with no physical headquarters, no verifiable leadership, and banking patterns that led into Somali remittance networks long associated with extremist financing channels. What had looked like a fast-growing Midwestern freight company was, in reality, a covert logistical engine, moving narcotics north, money south, and specialized materials across state lines under the cover of legitimate commerce.
That is a report from a group called Hardline Ops. But again, it's based upon fact. And as I said before, it was over in that one instance. They had 83 Somalia drivers arrested, $95 million in cash confiscated, a lot of weapons, and of course, not just drugs, but items to make IEDs, improvised explosive devices. We already know, the word came out the other day, that investigators found at least five people planning to carry out explosive attacks in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve, and another one in New Orleans. This is what we've been waiting for, what we've been fearing. As I told you, at some point, some of these will be summoned together that go out and do as much harm as you can. If we have stopped the four in L.A. and the one in New Orleans, and we stop these truckloads carrying demolition materials to those who want to kill us, that's a start. But how many have gone by that we didn't know? This is a North Star Trucking Company. You pass and see them on the highway on a regular basis. You'll take special interest now, as are the police and federal agents. And not all North Star drivers are involved in this. They don't even know sometimes what they're carrying. They're just given the trailer and told where to put it, having no idea what's in the back of it. And that would include some who are Somalian drivers. We have, at this point, given and given and given and continue to back up Joe Biden put us in this position. We're in a corner where we're not going to back up anymore. In fact, we need to start moving forward. We need to be proactive on stopping this kind of crap going on. Lives are at stake. Could be your children, your grandchildren. They are in this country with those drugs and those explosives not to bring goodwill. And again, Tulsi Gabbard, head of our director of national intel, said at this point, we have had a total failure.
So when you talk about the lack of care and concern for the safety and security of our country and the American people and our own troops, for that matter, there's a direct correlation to at best, the lackadaisical approach you could say that the Biden administration took. In my view, it is far worse than that, that they did not care to fulfill the fundamental responsibility that any president of the United States has to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
And why? Why? I mean, why would members of Congress, even Democrats, why would they be willing to accept this? The fear factor plays against them inside their own party. They're afraid to speak out. They might be canceled by other Democrats who are all about this. Now, they won't say it openly and publicly. You know that. But do you think Ilhan Omar is saddened when one of these trucks is stopped? I think she's joyful that others have gotten through. I know. I just said something that certainly could come back to bite me. But I think there are a lot of Democrats, including members of Congress, that just don't care. They think they're free and above it. They're not. And what they've allowed and Joe Biden created, gaping holes in our security blanket. You might as well take all the locks off your door. In fact, you might as well just leave the door open in your home. Some of these people here have no intent to become part of America. They are here, and they made it very clear. We're here to overthrow you. We're going to multiply faster than the American populace does, and soon we will outnumber you, and they will. Well, we're going to continue to watch it for you. Not going to let up on it. Coming up, the story behind the story, a little lighter feature, but something that was a pressing concern at one point.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Why don't you?
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him 636-532-1922 or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can't afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. Walt Disney presents... Brought to you by Eastman Kodak Company. In cameras, in film, in pictures, jewel treasure, now and for years to come. From Walt Disney's wonderful world of color, we bring you Alice in Wonderland.
And there it was, September 1961. The premiere of Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color. Now, it was not the first color presentation on TV. Let me stress that to you. But at Disney, they had filmed many of the earlier shows in color so they could be repeated on NBC. And since most of Disney's feature-length films were also in color, they could be now broadcast in that format. But the first color TV broadcast was on CBS, 1951. So you might say NBC came in a little bit late, like 10 years late. But it really began to pick up at that point, and then they came up with a peacock to show all the various colors that they could present. That was the intent of the peacock. That famous logo first used in 1956 to highlight their color programming. 1966 through 67, daytime, first full season in which practically all NBC weekday programs were airing in color. All of this started with an effort to, what can we do to make TV more exciting and get more eyeballs on it? And if you owned or operated a TV shop at that time, you were anxious to get a color TV in, but the cost at that time, extremely prohibitive for many cases. Early color TVs could run anywhere from $800 to $1,000-plus. That money in 1950s, out of reach for many folks. So many TV shops would put in their front window a color TV, and folks would gather at the window watching, amazed, marveled. And they might end up going in the store to inquire, but when they heard about the price, they came right back out. So it was very difficult for the TV salesman to get a closing deal. But one guy came up with a unique idea. And I'll come back to him in a moment. Very few programs were being broadcast in color, so that was another reason. If you buy a color TV, what are you going to be able to see? Well, Walt Disney was in color. A few other programs... CBS had one program that was in color. But there were not enough programs out there in color to maybe justify for a lot of folks. And RCA was basically the forerunner of all color TV. They had encoded the information in the higher resolution where they could create brightness compatible with existing black and white TV. And yet they also had to have TVs that would still cover and carry black and white. And that was an issue for a period of time. RCA manufactured the most successful line of color sets in the 50s. And at the end of August 56, announced that in comparison with 55 and 56, when only three of its regularly scheduled programs were broadcast in color, the 1956-57 season would feature 17 different programs in color. Well, now more interest. If I can see more programs in color, well, maybe it would be worth it, but that cost still was difficult. One CBS show, The Lucy Show, filmed in color beginning in 1963, but continued to be telecast in black and white through the end of 64-65. ABC delayed its first color programs until 1962. These were originally broadcast to the cartoon shows, the Jetsons, the Flintstones. This relatively small amount of network programming combined with the high cost of color TVs showed that as of 1964, only 3.1% of TV households in the U.S. had a color set. And by the mid-60s, the subject of color programming turned into a ratings war. That's when they began the American Research Bureau, ARB, study, 1965, proposing an emerging trend in color TV set to get sales moving. NBC then shifted full to color. They thought they would get a ratings advantage over ABC and CBS. And so NBC provided the catalyst for color expansion, announcing, "We have more color programs than ABC or CBS." And eventually, public broadcasting networks, while they did not use color for a majority of their programs until 1968, they also began to do that. The number of color television sold in the U.S. did not exceed black and white sales until 1972. The number of color TV sets sold in the U.S. did not exceed black and white sales until 1972. That was also the first year that more than 50% of TV households in the U.S. had a color set. Disney was right at the top of that, along with others. And the Peacock was spreading its tail with bright colors. But again, if you're a salesman in a TV shop or your shop you own, how are you going to get someone to buy something that is north of $500 easily, probably close to $1,000, especially if there were not that many programs prior to 1972? I'd heard a story years ago about one enterprising TV shop owner. He would notice people would stop by the window, as often they would, and watch the TV, and especially if it had a color program on. And of course, at that time, the sets were massive pieces of furniture. He'd go out and invite the folks in, come in, take a look, look at it closer. Sit them down in some chairs to watch for a while. Well, we got to go. We got to go pick up the kids at school. Or maybe not. But he got enough people in, and they began to try something else. He said, "Look, I don't really know how effective these things are, if they work well or not. Here's what I want to do. No obligation to you. No obligation. Stand by. This is going to be a great sales pitch. You don't know how big this is going to get." So he offered a couple here and a couple there. "Why don't I send this to your house? No cost, no charge. You have it in your house. I just want to see that it works effectively for a long period of time. We don't have to pay anything. Nope, you just go ahead and you can have it in your home." and I'll get it later. Okay. So he would deliver the television. They would put it in their living room or wherever they had the opportunity, and they would get to watch color TV. And, of course, they would invite neighbors over and friends and relatives, especially on Sunday night, Walt Disney World of Color. Everyone would gather at their house to watch that program in color. So the sales guy called about 10 to 14 days into them having the set, and immediately said, you want your TV back? Said, no, I'm just checking. Is everything all right? Is it working okay for you? Yeah. Are you enjoying it? Yes. Okay. Okay, good. I just wanted to check. Great sales technique. Didn't want the TV. Called back a couple weeks later. Oh, you want your TV back? Said, no, I just want to verify again. Everything's working. You like it? You're getting friends to watch it? Yeah. Well, good. You want your TV back? No, I want you to keep it for a while. Pretty soon, they are calling the TV shop saying, how do we buy this thing? There is no way they wanted that color TV to go back to the shop. They've had their friends, their neighbors, their relatives, everyone come in and watch it, and now suddenly you're not going to have it? That is a great bait and switch, although he was always intending, they're going to end up buying the TV. We'll work out payment plans. I think that was pretty wise of him. Let them try it, get them hooked into it. They got their friends or neighbors all coming to watch color TV at our house. And now we have to tell them we don't have it anymore? No, it wasn't going to happen. That was a pretty good technique. And again, the first year color TV sales exceeded black and white in the U.S. was 1970. And by the mid-60s, the color TV sales prices had begun to drop and more color programs were being presented on the networks, but not all of them and not all programs. And there is where you're going to find more behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. Not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
I will share with you that we did not have a color TV. Not for long. We didn't even have a color TV. We didn't have any TV. The manager of the trailer park, he did. And his son would invite me over to watch TV. And I'd tell my dad, I'm going over, and he said, what kind of programs are you watching? I said, I'm going to watch The Gray Ghost. No, you're not going to watch that. Not going to watch any scary thing. The Gray Ghost was about a Confederate general. Dad didn't know. And I said, Red Skeleton, as I called him. You're not going to watch that either. Dad did not know. He's a hardworking man in the oil field. Did not know there's the greatest humorist we've ever had, Red Skeleton. And eventually we got a TV, not a color. And I was bound determined to watch everything. That's when TV guides were published. And there were two programs I wanted to watch. And finally, on a summer day, Mom said, okay, you can stay up and watch that program and catch the other one. The program I wanted to watch that I never got to see, it was in the TV guide, is Sign Off. I didn't know what that was. What was that program? So I'm watching the program ahead of it. It comes to the time of Sign Off. There's a prayer, the national anthem, and then a big Indian head. And that was it. That's the one time I get to watch Sign Off, and they don't air it? Well, I got up early the next morning because I wanted to catch Sign On. I turn on the TV. It takes a while to warm up. But there again is a great Indian head. That's Sign On. It did. The one time I get to watch Sign On and Sign Off, they did not broadcast it. Boy, was I upset. I know what you're thinking. And you're right. My children grew up, obviously, with a color TV. But there were still programs that they would watch. The Little Rascals, things of that nature that might be in black and white. I think some of the Lassie programs we were watching were in black and white, and then there were some in color. Now, for us at this age with these two children, we've gone through this evolution. We understand all of it. And we think they're now seeing the future. But my youngest, who was maybe 8 years old at that time, came to me and said, "Papa, I need to know something." "Well, what is it?" "What was it like back then?" I said, "What do you mean back then?" "Well," she said, "back then when you were growing up, what was it like?" "I don't understand. What do you mean?" "What was it like to live in a world of black and white?" She thought everything was black and white because that's what she saw on the TV. And she said, "What was it like until color came?" I said, "Well, baby, we had color. It just wasn't on TV." I don't think she believed me. As Art Linkletter would often say, kids do say the darndest thing and ask the toughest questions. What was life like in the days of black and white? And there you have the story of color TV and trying to make its way across the nation and for color TVs being sold. And now they're prolific everywhere. And now basically, you probably use your phone for the same thing. That's the story behind the story of color TV. Tomorrow, the story behind the story of the Payne Stewart plane crash. Golfer Payne Stewart, tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing. You don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.